As and I appreciate Andrew making that story available to us. Sometimes the very circumstances that are our affliction are the opportunity that God has given us to sow seed in a life in one way or the other. And if, in fact, that's your circumstance, well, the New Testament directs us to not treat it like a great surprise. I'm thinking of what Peter said, the Apostle Peter said in his letter. Beloved, he says, don't be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice. Insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. There's the looking ahead. There's the looking to Christ. There's the looking for his grace and getting ready for the joy that will be ours when the consequences are reaped, when the harvest of righteousness is reaped. Sometimes sowing is difficulty, and sometimes it's in difficult circumstances we're called to sow. But it's not always like that. Sometimes an opportunity to sow seed is a happy thing. And let's change gears, and I'll call upon Graham, our Director of Youth Ministries, and a number of young adults who have an opportunity that we want you to know about this morning.
Good morning. My name is Graham. I'm the Director of Student Ministries here at Westland Alliance Church. And with that comes the opportunity to have someone do part of my responsibilities, which is Melissa Manahan. Melissa's been our Director of the Young Adults Group for the last couple of years, and I had an opportunity to watch her build this group and other people involved to get to the point where now they're on their way to Mexico City next week. Let me tell you a little bit before I get into some of the details of the trip. Several months ago, I was involved in some district meetings regarding how can we as a group of churches in a district get more intentional about missions. And one of the things that came up was the concept of we are feeling called as a group of churches to do something about Mexico City, which we have quite a few missionaries in, and they need quite a bit of help down there. And so the idea was, could we start sending teams down as they're just starting off their infrastructure on the ground, send teams down to help them build, encourage them, and be part of the missions work down there. And I said, that'd be fantastic. Let me go back and talk to people I know. I came back and talked to Melissa and said, here's the deal. This was not part of the original budgeted plan of mission trips for this year, which is the same time as Peru, which you may have noticed. But hey, how would you guys feel about doing something radical and raising your own support outside of the church to be part of the opportunities down in Mexico City? Melissa said, okay. So they were gung-ho to go down there and, as we're hearing now, be part of the sowing of their Mateo down in Mexico City. And so this is Melissa. Melissa, introduce your team.
All right, so some of you may recognize some of these faces, or you may not. But this is Jordan, Moses, Bethany, Michelle, Leah, Kendra, Luke, and Sean. And we actually originally did have one more member, Lizzie. If you've noticed a bright pink cast in the sanctuary here, Lizzie broke her foot not too long ago, and sadly she's no longer able to come with us to Mexico.
I thought she was pushing for the church to get reclining chairs rather than just the regular chairs, but that's okay.
Yes.
So, Melissa, what are you doing down in Mexico City?
All right, so we are partnering with Hope and Richard Reichart, which is a name some of you may recognize. They are Alliance missionaries down in Mexico City who call Westland Alliance their home church. And they're doing a church planting ministry down there, so we're going to have the opportunity to visit some of their church plants right in Mexico City as well as into some rural areas in the north. And so we'll have the opportunity to do some evangelism, hand out some Bibles, visit people in their homes to encourage them, as well as help build a roof and a fence of one of the local missionary couples. And we'll also have the opportunity to visit a squatter settlement right in Mexico City to see what life is like for the poor people in Mexico.
Fantastic. How has the last few weeks been for you guys in some of the joys and trials of what it is to prepare to go on a trip like this?
All right, so we've been preparing for quite a while to head down. We've been meeting most Sundays just to pray and prepare together. But in the last few weeks, as I've mentioned about Lizzie, we've had a couple accidents and interesting situations. So Lizzie has broken her foot. Jordan attempted to sand off his finger at work, which is another thing. And then we've been having issues with Moses' visa. So he actually is not going to be flying down with us from the States. He has to fly directly from Canada. So it's been interesting just to see how God's been working in those situations and working out the details as they continue to come up.
Perfect. And we just hear about what it is to be someone who is tearful as we sow, and you guys have had some moments of tears and frustration, so we're encouraged by the opportunity you have to go out and multiply with that. What is a way that people can be in touch with you? Now, they will get in the bulletin, there are these little prayer cards you can stick up on your fridge if you have magnets. Always good. But what is another way they can keep in touch with you?
All right. So for those of you who are on Facebook, we have started a Facebook prayer group. So we're going to link that hopefully to the church's website so that you guys can stay updated, hopefully, while we're down there. It all depends on how much access we have to a computer in the rural areas. So we'll try and stay updated through that.
Right. And right now that Facebook page is a prayerful Facebook page. If you want to be part of the praying for them as they're down there and being part of hearing what's going on, that is a way for you to be linked. If you are not a Facebook person, if you click onto the church website, you should be able to sneak in somehow and hear updates and do whatnot as they go. So they're going down next Saturday for 14 days down to Mexico City. It is not a beach resort. It is going to be an incredibly tough place for them to be, and so we are encouraged to have you guys doing that. We're going to pray for them as a church family, and so I'd like to invite Peter Ferguson to come on forward, and if you guys want to just assemble yourselves right down here. And if you guys would stand with us and let's pray over what these guys are about to do.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity for our young adults to sow the seeds of your glory this summer in Mexico. We pray that you will not only protect this team as they travel and while they are in Mexico, but you would also change their lives and the lives of those that they come into contact with down there in the walk with you. Through the lives they live and the love they show. Lord, may we richly bless this team, and may they bring honor and glory to your holy name as they work out the details of your purpose for them during this time in Mexico. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I too want to thank you for this team. I thank you for how you've brought them together. I thank you, Lord, for the trials and the tough decisions they've had to make over the last little while. But I thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice and the financial contribution they're making to be part of your mission for them. Lord, I pray that their lives will be transformed. I pray that the community of people going down will transform themselves into an incredibly encouraging and supportive act of servanthood to the people down in Mexico City. I pray for Hope and Richard as they come and embrace these young people as they come down. I pray for their leadership. I pray, Lord, for their wisdom, and I pray that their lives will impact these people too. But, Lord, we also pray for safety. We pray that you give them wisdom. We pray for safe travels. But, Lord, ultimately we want you to be glorified in everything that happens. We thank you for this opportunity. We praise you for what has happened already, and we're excited to hear what will happen when they come back. We thank you, and we love you in your son's holy and precious and mighty name. God's people said, amen. They will be reporting in a couple weeks after they get back on the 30th, which is an exciting day for us as a church because we'll also be doing a lot of baptisms that day, but you will be hearing about the sowing of the seed from these guys, but also the producing of the harvest that's happening here in our church. So an exciting time for West London on the 30th to hear from them and to see a bunch of people get baptized. Thank you.
You may be seated, all of you, and thanks so much to each of you young men and women who are going off on our behalf and in Jesus' name. You are an example to us, so as we remember the Macedonians, that's what Paul said to the Corinthians, we should remember our own young adults who are a good example to us of taking the opportunity to give money and abilities and time and energy to an opportunity to sow seed in a faraway place. So we come to the end of this three-week study of 2 Corinthians, and again, from verses 6 and 7, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Therefore, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. The conclusion of our 3 weeks of 2 Corinthians 9 study brings us to a place of questions. And here are some of the questions that we should be confronted with. The question most simply is, so what are you going to do? That is, what seeds are you going to sow? Your answer and my answer collectively is an answer to the question of what we as a church are going to do. What we as a church are going to sow. How much of our Mateo, of the gifts that God has given us, are we willing to part with for now for the sake of a harvest of righteousness in the future? It comes down to that first question, how much we desire a harvest of righteousness. The board met last week, the board of elders, and considered what's going on in the church and how God was stirring us and stirring people who were talking to us about this whole concept that we could be a much more harvesting church than we are, we could harvest much more righteousness than we do harvest, for it's those who sow bountifully that reap bountifully. And out of that came a decision to do something special 2 weeks from now. Now, next week is a special week as well. Compassion Sunday presents the work of Compassion Canada, and that's an opportunity to sow, especially money, but also time and energy, if you're so inclined. You'll hear details about that worthwhile ministry next week. But 2 weeks from now, May 16th, we want to have a special Sunday called Shouts of Joy. And there's a couple pieces of paper, so settle down now, a couple pieces of paper in the bulletin that I want to explain to you so that you'll know what to do with them. The larger one, the card, is set apart as a way of thinking of Sunday, May 16th, but it's really for your own personal records, your own personal recording of whatever convictions you have come to and whatever answers you privately have to the question of what seed to sow, as you see the Mateo acronym there. So the point is, you take this card, and you may want to take a few days or even these next couple of weeks to think about how to fill it out. I'm imagining this card would work well as a bookmark in your Bible. If you're a daily Bible reader person, then you could remember what you've committed yourself to, and you can remember to pray. This is a prayer reminder as well as a personal record. And we're asking you to prayerfully consider the question that we're all faced with. That is, what are you going to cheerfully sow of the gifts God has given you as you look to the Lord of the harvest? You can write that down on the card and keep it. And below on the card, you have an opportunity to write down as a matter of record what you're trusting Him for. Of course, it would be trusting God for a harvest of righteousness. You may have a very specific request that if you sow accordingly, God would allow you to reap accordingly, and you can make it a matter of prayer. So you should. But we're wanting Sunday, May 16th, to be a celebration of our faith, what God has done to enable us to trust Him enough to obey Him in some new ways, and a celebration of His grace as we look for a great harvest of righteousness to be reaped, to be harvested. So there's another card as well called Share the Joy. And it gives you an opportunity to go on record more publicly by emailing us a video clip of 60 seconds or a brief description of, say, 150 words that gives us, who will receive the emails at that Gmail address, some idea of what you would be glad to share with us. And we might do any number of things, so the understanding is if you're emailing us, you've got some intentions. You may want to clarify the intentions, because if you don't put an intention with the email, we'll just take it that you're willing to share publicly for the encouragement of others this sort of Macedonian thing that God has led you to do. But it might be a request for prayer, and we welcome the opportunity to more privately pray for you in regard to what you are venturing out in faith to do. Having said that, we do intend to acquire on this Share the Joy formula some material that we can use to be stirred up and so that we can catch on to ideas about how we ourselves also might sow seed. And so we're picturing Sunday, May 16th, to be a great gathering of the people. That's why we're moving to the 10 o'clock format that early. So 2 weeks from now, it'll be a 10 o'clock service. This place will be far more crowded than the 11 o'clock service is normally this time of year. And we'll have some people by video, and we'll have some people whose emails are read, and we'll have some people live and in person sharing what God is moving them to trust Him for. And then we'll pray for those people. So it will be a celebration of God's grace. It will be a celebration of the faith that God is strengthening us to show. And it will be a prayer meeting. It won't be a normal service at all. We hope you'll look forward to it, and we hope you'll plan for it. And it might be that May 16th itself gives you new ways to fill out the card, a new record to make of what you yourself are trusting God to allow you to sow in the year ahead. We're trying to gain from the example of Paul speaking of the Macedonians to the Corinthians this help that comes from hearing how God is stirring us up, how one another are being stirred up to inspire one another to follow the same pattern and behavior. So May 16th is a Sunday we're looking forward to. And I'll have a chance to sort of explain all that again next week and tell those people who weren't here this week that May 16th is a 10 o'clocker. Also details about how we're going to survive the parking challenge, but that's all part of the summer challenge until the parking lot is finally where we want it to be. Okay, so look, as we work out these questions, as you come to an answer to the questions about what God has been calling you to sow and what He's looking for you to expect to reap, we ought to remember the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For knowing the grace of Christ is the big deal. And Paul says to the Corinthians in that same place, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died to bear much fruit. But Paul says it this way, though he was rich, rich in glory, rich in eternal splendor, yet for your sake, that is for our sake, he became poor. Why? So that we, by his poverty, might become rich. The whole life of Christ, his whole being, became a grain of wheat that had to fall on the ground and die, that it might bear fruit. And the fruit that it bears to this day, and will continue to bear as we sow bountifully, all redounds to his glory, which is how Paul ends 2 Corinthians 9. And I'd like to conclude this series by showing you how the chapter ends. So we take it at verse 10, and Paul says what we've seen already, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. That's part of the fruit. We'll produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. That's part of the fruit that we desire to harvest, many thanksgivings to God. He goes on, by their approval of this service, he means by the glad response of the people who see the example, they will glorify God because of your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Let's pray together. Our God and Father, we thank you for your word and the description in detail.